everyone, welcome to our podcast. We are the Young Broke Pops. I am Stella.
Hi everyone, this is Maria. Today we're going to talk about how we can stay positive while we're looking for a job, especially during these really odd times that we're going through. Both of us are recent graduates and we're actively looking for a job. So we thought that it would be a good idea to share our thoughts and experiences about this very strange situation that we're going through. So, Stella, would you like to start? How is this whole situation for you?
Yes, but first let me clarify something. When we encourage people to stay positive, we don't actually encourage them to stay positive all the time. I think it's important to also understand that the opposite of optimism isn't always negativity, and sometimes the opposite of positivity is a practicing acceptance and understanding your feelings. So we are positive organizational psychologists, but this doesn't mean that we force people to be happy all the time and forget all about the other feelings you might experience, like anxiousness, nervousness, and sometimes sadness. So first of all, one thing that helped me a lot was that I invested a lot of time and energy in the process of looking for a job, but tried to find a balance between too little activity and too much. I tried not to obsess over job alerts, send thousands of applications every day, and chase recruiters for a response. I understood that my life is more than a job search.
Of course, at this point that we are at the moment, we have all this energy and all this passion that we want to start something new. We want to find a new job. So all this energy is going into looking for a job. So this whole process. So how did you manage to set these boundaries? Because, of course, also for me at the beginning, it was very hard to differentiate those things.
What I did was I tried to take regular breaks. When the weather was good here in the Netherlands, I was going for a run, and I also started new hobbies. Like, for example, I started learning a new language, practicing my skills in Dutch.
Can you say one word in Dutch for us?
Danke wel.
You're welcome.
This means thank you. Yeah.
I guess the idea, of course, is to get out of the house because, of course, you can be absorbed by all this research. For me, also at the beginning, it was very hard. Because, as I said before, I had all this energy and I was investing this energy into looking for a job. So what I did was to spend my whole day from the moment that I was waking up until the moment that I was going to bed into looking for new job alerts, not even in one country, but in the whole Europe. But I saw that this wasn't actually making me happy. This was actually causing me a lot of stress. So I said to myself that I need to set some boundaries, otherwise I'm not going to have a life, I'm not going to have the balance that you talked about. I decided that I had to actually see job research as an actual job, as a full-time job. I said to myself, okay, you can invest around 6 to 8 hours per day to look for a job. And in that way, it can be more meaningful. And then I can have some time for myself to go out, meet with some friends, socialize, as you said, try some new hobbies.
Yeah, if you see it like a job, then it will be more possible to set boundaries and say, okay, I'll start looking from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. and then I'll take a break or then I'll go for a walk.
Yeah, this is what I also do. It's kind of like creating routines as when you're working remotely, as we said in our last podcast.
Exactly. What other things did you try? Did you also find new hobbies?
I did actually. I did try some things. I also started running. I was never the running person, but I said, why not go for it. And I actually saw that had a very good effect on me, also on my body, but also on my mental health. Moreover, because I was feeling a little bit stressed because of all this situation, I decided to do some yoga. So every day when I'm waking up, I'm doing like 10 minutes of yoga on YouTube, of course, at the moment. And this can be a really good way to start my day. It helps me like to feel more concentrated and also more energized. One thing that I learned is that because we spend all this time in front of the screen looking for a job, I think it's a good idea that when we try something for a hobby, anything, or talk with our friends, it's a good idea not to look at the screen, just do something else.
You can start reading books.
Yeah, poetry.
Yeah.
Or you can write your own book.
Yeah, but then you're looking at the screen.
Well, unless it can be handwriting.
You
can be handwriting. What else would you suggest, Stella?
One more tip I would give to people who are currently looking for a job is that I know that job searching can make you doubt yourself. And before you know it, you start questioning your abilities and your certificates, especially when you start receiving rejections. You start losing confidence and motivation. And when this happens, ask yourself, what do I do well? What recent successes have you had? And if you're struggling to look on the bright side, turn to your friends and family and ask them what do they like about you, what would they say are your best strengths and achievements. I think it's super important to surround yourself with people who boost your confidence and avoid others who might make you feel less valued.
Yeah, anyone that could be a mentor, even like a former colleague, I would say, someone that is gonna actually tell you the truth, like, but not in a brutal way, but in a constructive way, of course. Yeah. And what I would add to that is to also try to find things that you're grateful for.
Nice.
It may sound a bit weird, I mean, at the beginning, but at least it's helping me a lot sometimes, like to find the small things that I'm grateful, because it shifts my mind and takes me off the bad mood or the negative loop of thoughts.
Indeed. One last thing from me. It is important to focus on the positives and strive for a positive approach. But you also need to review and refine your goals from time to time. I think it's nice if you follow up on successful applications and ask for feedback. Mm-hmm. And if you do get negative feedback, use it constructively, as Maria, as you mentioned. Focus on the non-negotiables, like whether that's location, role, or sector, and accept the need for compromise elsewhere. We might have to accept the fact that we won't be able to have our dreams up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm not saying that you shouldn't strive for finding your dream job and apply for the jobs you like, but have an open mind.
Mm-hmm. So what is negotiable and non-negotiable for you, Stella?
Yeah, for me, the role is a very important part of the job I'm looking. The role, I mean, I'm very much interested in having a role in the L&D sector, the learning and development sector, for those who are not familiar with the acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a non-negotiable for me. What about you, Maria?
I think at this moment, for me, it's very important and non-negotiable, the work environment. I mean, it's important to be at a workplace that it's more friendly and it has policies that actually includes everyone, not that much of strict and traditional ones. So this is what I'm looking for at the moment. I'm really open to the location or the role in the HR sector, but the environment that I'm surrounded, it's very important for me. There is also one more thing that I want to add, and it's something that I learned in the hard way, to be honest. We have to make rejection our new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it may sound ironic, but during our job search, we will get countless rejections.
Definitely.
If the companies, of course, reply back to you. because of course there is the situation that some companies never reply back. So I have to say that it gets easier. The more rejections that you get, the more immune you become. And then you learn that it doesn't have to do with you all the time. It's just that the competition is too high at the moment and too much.
Exactly. Just remember, you're not alone. Take your time and take care of yourself. Take a deep breath and take one step at a time and day by day. Don't focus on the whole staircase. Just focus on the step that's ahead of you.
Of course. And it's not an easy road, and disappointment is part of the game. So it's okay to feel disappointed or sad or angry with all these things that you're going through. It's really okay. You just have to keep going. You don't have to let go of your goal and your dream job.
No, definitely.
So let's wrap it up. What is the most important thing for you, Stella, just to have a closure in this podcast?
Set boundaries. Mm-hmm. Concentrate on the positives and try to remember all your successes, and don't always look the road that's ahead of you, but also look behind and look how much distance have you walked. What about you, Maria?
I think for me the most important thing is that you need to set, as you said, boundaries. You need to set boundaries. Do not let yourself be absorbed by this whole research thing, but make disappointment and rejection your best friends. This is the way to get through this, actually.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. So thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast. We were the Young Growth Pops.
Thank you, everyone.